Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When a patient's core body temperature drops below 96.8 degrees Fahrenheit or 36 degrees centigrade, we say they are hypothermic. Hypothermia is one of the H's in our reversible causes H's and T's and is the topic of today's tip. Let's begin by saying that, for purposes of discussing the reversible causes of cardiac arrest, that we are discussing accidental hypothermia. As the body's temperature drops below 36 degrees centigrade, hypothermia may further be classified as moderate or severe. Moderate if the patient's body core temp is between 30 and 34 degrees centigrade, and severe if it is below 30 degrees centigrade. A saying in emergency medicine is that hypothermic patients are not dead until they are warm and dead. This is because patients have been known to survive long downtimes when they're hypothermic. There are documented cases of patients in cold water drowning that have been underwater for greater than 30 minutes who are rewarmed, successfully resuscitated, and subsequently discharged from the hospital with little or no brain damage. Because medications tend not to circulate and metabolize in cases of severe hypothermia, for patients with a body core temp less than 30 degrees centigrade, we do not give antiarrhythmic medication such as lidocaine or amiodarone. Our primary functions for these patients is aimed at keeping vital organs alive with good CPR, defibrillating VF or pulseless VT if it's present, administering epi only, and rewarming the patient's core as rapidly as possible. Rewarming patients with severe hypothermia usually involves invasive procedures so that we can rewarm the body's core. Some examples of rewarming interventions may include administration of warmed IV fluids, using warmed humidified oxygen, body cavity lavage, and placing the patient on a heart-lung bypass. In severe hypothermia, we should not attempt passive or external rewarming. Warming the body from the outside can lead to rewarming shock and severe acidosis. Patients with a body core temperature of at least 30 degrees centigrade have moderate hypothermia. For these patients, we follow our usual ACLS protocols and provide good CPR, defibs, and medications, including antiarrhythmics, as normal. Additionally, we should begin active rewarming of the patient. External warming actions such as removing cold or wet clothing and wrapping the patient in a warm blanket may be helpful for patients with moderate hypothermia and can be started pre-hospital if local protocols allow. In both moderate and severe hypothermia, we should continue resuscitation until the patient has been rewarmed to a body core temperature of at least 36 degrees centigrade. I hope that you found this review of hypothermia as a reversible cause of cardiac arrest helpful. If so, consider leaving a 5-star rating or supporting the show with a small donation via the link. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.